Hi, this is Leslie Zann. I don't know who to talk to. I've talked to absolutely everyone. There is no way I can add one more new name to my list. I've reached out to everyone I know. Sound familiar? It's not unusual for consultants to think that they have run out of people to talk to. After sharing their business with some family, friends, and coworkers, they ask themselves, now who can I talk to? Consistently finding new prospects is a necessity if you want to succeed in direct selling. And there is an easy-to-learn process that will support your September prospecting efforts and lead you into a revolving door of future customers and consultants. And it's the art of asking for referrals. Whether you're building your business full-time or investing precious part-time hours, it's imperative that your activities create the highest return for your efforts. And the most critical activities are finding new customers and new business partners. Asking for referrals is one of the most effective ways to create a never-ending supply of prospects. By incorporating these strategies for developing referrals, you will never run out of people to talk to. Let's review four proven steps that, when utilized consistently, will create ongoing referrals for you and your team. Step number one, learn your stories. A fundamental skill to master is the ability to deliver your personal stories in a brief, professional, and passionate way. Work with your sponsor or an upline leader and package the following stories. Your product story. Here you share your personal results and enthusiasm for your products. Your business story. With this story, you share your motivation for building your business and how it affects or will affect your life. Your company story. Here you share the uniqueness of your company and the compelling benefits that will inspire people to join you now. There is a well-known marketing phrase. Facts tell, but stories sell. Being able to briefly deliver your well-packaged stories will support your ability to sell products and sponsor new business partners. And when the opportunity presents itself, you'll be able to authentically and passionately transfer your enthusiasm without coming across desperate or sounding like you're trying to persuade. And that's always a good place to be. And now step two, work a never-ending list. Create or revisit your list of prospects. Include all the people that you know personally, your Facebook community, the people you do business with, your current customers, and the new people you meet. Strategically identify the coolest, hippest, sharpest people you know. And systematically approach these people with something new. Ask them for referrals. The secret to finding a fortune in referrals is this. It's not necessarily who you know, it's who they know. Everyone is a potential lead. Anyone can become a new customer, join your team as a new business partner, or refer you to the perfect person. Give them the opportunity to make that decision. Here is some proven referral language that can effectively and professionally support you in the art of asking. By memorizing and sharing these two simple sentences, the whole world can become a lead. Jeannie, you may or may not have a personal interest, but I'm hoping you can lead me to just the right person. I'm looking for referrals. I'll say it again. Jean, you may or may not have a personal interest, but I'm hoping you can lead me to just the right person. I'm looking for referrals. If you're thinking, Leslie, could it really be that simple? The answer is yes. Now, will everyone you ask give you a referral? No. But I'm confident that many more will when asked than if you never ask. People give because you ask. So work a never-ending list. Learn to ask for referrals, and you will find the right people in record time. And with that in mind, I recommend you make a commitment to add new names to your list every day and to consistently reach out to new people. Success comes from enthusiastically sharing your product and business with as many people as possible and as quickly as possible. Let's move on to step three. Ask for referrals. As I've previously said, you get what you ask for. So it just makes sense that when talking to people, you are clear about who you are looking for and how you would like to receive the referral. During customer follow-up, always focus on your customer satisfaction first. Once you know they're happy, always ask for referrals. It could sound something like this. Jeannie, I'm so happy you love your products. And like most of my clients, I'm sure you have friends who would love these products too. I've built my business on referrals. Who do you know who would enjoy the same results? I'm looking for referrals. Now, whether you've asked for customer or business leads, you can use the following script to clearly suggest how you would like to receive the referral. Jeannie, the best way for me to share the information with your friends is to contact them directly. As you talk to them, simply tell them that you'll have your friend Leslie call. Then just send me their name and contact information, and I'll follow up right away. Sound good? Taking control of the referral means that you receive the contact information. So many times, people say, I know just the right person, Leslie, and I'll give her your information. But they seldom do. By using this language, you'll be sure to get the information you need to make the contact. As you master the ability to clearly ask for referrals and at the same time professionally instruct people on how you'd like to receive their referral information, you'll maintain an air of professionalism and confidence that will result in more introductions. And finally, step four, the follow-up. Once you receive a referral, time is of the essence. I've always believed that referrals have a short shelf life. I recommend that you call and reach out immediately. Follow up on all referrals within 24 to 48 hours. Here is an opening script you might use. Hi, Sue. This is Leslie from Company XYZ, and I was given your name and number from Jeannie. She tells me you have an interest in learning a little more about our business. Is this a good time to talk? Effective follow-up shows professionalism, validates your enthusiasm for your product and business, and is a proven way to turn a prospect into a customer or business partner. You are not in control of how people respond, but you are in control of how quickly you respond and the attitude you maintain as you share your enthusiasm for your business or your products. Asking for referrals is one of the most effective ways to create a never-ending supply of prospects. Incorporate these strategies into your everyday business activities, and you and your team will find the fortune in referrals. Enjoy.